Chapter 5. The sign appears to them the next morning, and appropriately enough, it is Chris who sees it first. The sign is 100 feet tall, 50 feet wide, towering over Broadway, as though God has indeed put it there just for them. Chris shakes Jesus awake excitedly, not troubling much over the fact that he has a girl from the party, Carol something, Chris thinks, in bed with him. She's real pretty. Jesus always got laid when he sang. "You gotta come and see this," Chris says, like a kid on Christmas morning, tugging the bedsheets off JC.
"What the fuck, man? What time is it?"
"Early. Here." Chris throws pants at him. Carol gives a soft moan, buries her face into Jesus' long blonde hair.
"Come on, you gotta see this." "Shit, it's Sunday morning,"
Morgan moans from the other bed.
"You too,"
Chris says. The four of them stumble barefoot out onto the street, the pavement already warm beneath their feet, and look up, following Chris's trembling finger.
"Look," he says.
The workmen, high on their scaffold in the night, had put it there. Block capitals, 30 feet high, say, "American Pop Star." They read on, squinting into the early morning sun. There is a picture of a black girl, her head thrown back as she wails into a microphone, and in slightly smaller type, the words, "Season 3, The Search Begins." Chris watches them reading, Jesus, Carol, and Morgs, their lips moving slightly. "On ABN this fall."
"Yeah?"
Jesus says, looking at Chris uncertainly.
"$1 million recording contract."
"Read on, the bottom."
"Auditions begin nationwide July 10th.
"So?"
Jesus says.
"Listen,"
Chris says, taking him by the shoulders.
"You are going to go on that show and you are going to win it. Huh? Huh?"
Chris is beaming now as he steps back from them and starts doing a little jig on the sidewalk. Carol laughs.
"Damn,"
Morgan says, watching Chris, speaking to Jesus. "And I thought you were the one who was supposed to be crazy."
"You're out of your mind,"
JC tells Chris over coffee in the diner at the end of their block.
"Those shows suck, man. Just all these spineless, wet, sucko, ballad-singing, corporate rock bitches. They never have anyone who rocks on these things."
"So,"
Chris says,
"show 'em someone who does."
"Hey," Jesus says, "do you guys want to split some waffles?"
"No, listen, listen,"
Chris says, closing the menu. "Chris," Morgan cuts in, "he's right. Come on, man. That show's a piece of shit."
"So? You go on and you kick ass and people feel it and then, well, we'll take it from there," Chris says. "This is it. This is the sign."
"It's a sign," Jesus says. "Anyway, they'd never let you use your own group." "I bet you that, right? You'd have to use the house band."
"So?"
Chris says. "So it'll suck."
"It won't suck completely,"
Chris says.
"You're good. You telling me that Jimi Hendrix would have completely sucked playing with the house band?"
"Well, no." Jesus allows himself a smile, remembering swapping riffs with Jimmy, wondering what he was up to right now. Getting laid, no doubt.
I wanted you guys to, you know, get in there too."
"Fuck that shit,"
Morgan says. "Maybe Fat Boy here has got something. I could go for this, you know, sitting at home, pissing my goddamn pants, laughing at your scared white ass on TV."
"I'm not scared,"
Jesus says.
"Then what's the problem?"
"I'm not scared of singing on some lame TV show."
"Prove it then,"
Chris.
"Yeah, prove it, motherfucker."
Morgan. Jesus laughs. "Okay, fine."
"Shit, fuck.
I'll prove it. I'll go to the goddamn audition, okay? You douchebags happy now?"
"Awesome,"
Chris says. "I am awesomely happy." "Okay, then we're all happy. Great. Can we please order some breakfast now, huh?"
"Get what the fuck you want," Morgan says. "We ain't stopping you."
"Good,"
Right. I'm going to have some waffles. He snaps the laminated menu back open. A rare sight. Jesus a little flustered. Morgs and Chris settle back to enjoy it, nudging each other. I'm having waffles, Jesus repeats.